Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today is Friday, April 29th. We're talking about bipartisan support for billions more in Ukraine aid and why it might get tangled up in Congress anyway. Also, it looks like the U.S. economy is shrinking, but economists are not worried. We'll explain. Plus, a popular kind of tobacco product that might be banned soon. A pocket-sized drone meant to follow you around. And where do dogs get their personalities? A new study says you'll have to look beyond the breed. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Ukraine might be getting a lot more help from the U.S. as it keeps up the fight against Russia. President Biden asked Congress to approve $33 billion more in assistance. And that's on top of the $13.6 billion in aid Congress approved earlier this year and is said to be nearly used up at this point. If approved, most of this newest round would go directly to the military with things like weapons and ammunition. And it would also include billions in economic assistance and humanitarian aid. The idea is to cover Ukraine's needs through this September. As President Biden put it, quote, "The cost of this fight, it's not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly." Both Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill have said they support sending the money to Ukraine. But it likely won't be that easy, since lawmakers might attach the Ukraine package to bills about other issues. For example, both President Biden and some Democrats want to approve $22.5 billion for pandemic response. So they've talked about tying the Ukraine aid to things like more COVID-19 vaccines and treatments. But some Republicans have suggested that any COVID-19 funding would need to also block the Biden administration from getting rid of Title 42. Remember, that's the rule that lets U.S. border officials immediately turn away people crossing at the southern border without a legal hearing because of the pandemic. To be continued. Ukraine is still under attack from one end of the country to the other, and that includes the capital of Kyiv. In fact, Russian troops bombarded the city while the head of the United Nations was visiting. As the AP reports, it was the boldest attack since Russian ground troops left the Kyiv area weeks ago. The UN Secretary General was okay, but several other people got hurt. Meanwhile, Russian officials have been accusing Western nations of encouraging Ukraine to launch strikes inside Russia. Russian gas depots and a missile factory have been burned or attacked in recent days. The U.S. Secretary of State was actually asked about that this week, and he said it was up to Ukraine to do what was, quote, necessary to defend against Russian aggression. But the White House spokesperson made it clear that's only when it comes to military targets, not civilians in Russia. Exactly 30 years ago today, violent riots broke out in Los Angeles, sparking a five-day uprising, all in the name of Rodney King. As a reminder, Rodney King was a black man who was pulled over for speeding near an LA apartment complex. A man who lived there taped what happened next, police officers brutally beating Rodney King. He sent that tape to local news stations, and the officers ended up getting charged with assault. But then, on April 29, 1992, a jury found the officers not guilty. Hours after that verdict, riots started, and they didn't end for several days. More than 60 people were killed, and another 2,300 were hurt in fires, looting, and violence. The property damage was estimated at $1 billion. Today, civil rights leaders are getting together in L.A. for a peace gathering. It will feature black and Asian musical performers, spiritual speakers, and more. For the first time since the early days of the pandemic, the U.S. economy shrank. The latest report from the Commerce Department says the U.S. gross domestic product, or GDP, fell at 1.4% annual rate in the first quarter of this year. And that's noteworthy since the GDP is basically the total value of goods and services that a country produces in a certain time period. And it's the broadest measure of economic activity. Most of the damage has to do with trade, since exports leaving the U.S. dropped sharply. Some businesses also had lower inventory because of supply chain issues. But it's actually not all bad news. Imports into the U.S. soared, and experts say that means there's a lot more demand for products here in the U.S. than there is in the rest of the world. American consumer spending and business investment also went up last quarter. So when the Wall Street Journal surveyed economists, they all estimated the GDP going back up later in the year. The Moderna is hoping to have the first COVID-19 vaccine available for the youngest American kids. The vaccine maker asked the FDA to authorize its child-sized shots for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers, so everyone from 6 months to 6 years old. In trials, researchers found the two shots, which are about a fourth the size of the adult doses, were effective. Young kids were left with the levels of virus-fighting antibodies that are comparable to what young adults get with the full-strength shots. And the side effects were also similar to what kids get from other shots that are already approved. Young children are the only ones in the U.S. not already eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, so this step has been expected for a while now. But it might still be a little while longer before most kids can actually get vaccinated. Experts tell the New York Times it will likely take until June for federal regulators to review Moderna's application. And by then, it's possible Pfizer has a similar application in too. So stay tuned. Much more news still ahead, but first, this podcast is sponsored by Boll & Branch. Have you ever had something that actually gets better as you use it? Think good jeans that stretch to perfectly fit your body over time. Would you ever think sheets could be on that list? Well, Boll & Branch sheets are not just buttery, breathable, and comfortable. They also get softer with every wash. I've already noticed the difference. And as someone who works kind of odd hours and is a fairly new parent, I value my sleep when I can get it. I want those hours to be high quality, and Boll & Branch sheets help make that possible. There's nothing quite like getting into a freshly made bed to go to sleep after a long day. And it's that much better when you love your sheets like I do, thanks to Boll & Branch. Miss the Boll & Branch April sale? The Newsworthy listeners get exclusive access to a post-sale 20% site-wide discount through the end of April with the promo code Newsworthy at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com with the promo code Newsworthy for 20% off through the end of April. The federal government has come out with a detailed plan to ban more than a third of cigarettes sold in the U.S., potentially wiping out billions in tobacco sales. The FDA released the proposed rules this week. They would ban the sale of menthol cigarettes and all flavored cigars, though it would not affect menthol e-cigarettes. The FDA says this ban could prevent up to 650,000 smoking deaths over 40 years. The agency points specifically to the toll on young people and black smokers. Data has shown both prefer the mint flavor of menthols, which health officials have said have a cooling effect on the mouth and throat that can mask the harshness of smoking. The NAACP supports this plan, saying tobacco companies have marketed menthol cigarettes aggressively to black communities. But already, at least two tobacco companies say they'll sue. One company that sells menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars is Altria, and it argues the ban will just put those products into the unregulated criminal markets. That instead, regulators should be focusing on helping smokers switch to lower-risk products like e-cigarettes. For now, the FDA will invite public comment over the next couple of months, and it could come out with the final rules as early as next year. Then a ban would not take effect until at least 2024. Well, this weekend, lawmakers, journalists, and celebrities are getting together for a huge party in Washington, D.C. The White House Correspondents' Dinner is back. That's a century-old gala that's famous for having members of the press and the government poke fun at each other. And this year, for the first time in 6 years, the black tie event will feature both a big-name comedian and a sitting president. Host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, will be hosting this event. And President Biden will be there, along with both Republican and Democratic lawmakers, top administration officials, and more. There are also tons of parties happening around the event all weekend. Google is giving you more control over what ads may pop up on your screens. The search giant is adding new options on its so-called sensitive categories list. So this list was first introduced as a way for people to avoid seeing ads about gambling and alcohol. Now you can choose more things you may not want to see ads about. Think weight loss, pregnancy, parenting, and dating. And once you choose in Gadget Reports, it'll apply to ads across Gmail, YouTube, and everywhere Google display ads can show up, which includes millions of websites and apps. To update your preferences, go to the Data and Privacy tab on your Google account, scroll all the way to the bottom, and click on Ad Settings. Separately, Google will allow people to remove their personal contact info from Google search results. So that means phone numbers, emails, physical addresses, and passwords. Google says it's meant to protect users from unwanted direct contact or even physical harm. The only exception would be if certain information was considered newsworthy or of public interest. And keep in mind, Google's new policy applies to search results, so the company reminds you that it cannot get the info completely taken off the internet. The company behind Snapchat is launching its first flying camera, or basically a mini drone. The new camera is called Pixie, and it's pocket or palm-sized. Also, it has no controller. That's right. Instead, users tap a button to choose one of four preset flight paths. The company Snap says the camera can float, orbit, and follow where you need, and then gently lands on a user's hand when it's done with the video shoot. The videos are sent wirelessly to the user's Snapchat account. Pixie costs about $230 and is available now in the U.S. and France. Well, it turns out not all labs are friendly and not all chihuahuas are nervous. Despite what a lot of people are led to believe, a new study found a dog's personality actually has very little to do with their breed. Researchers looked at the genes of more than 2,000 dogs, paired with 200,000 survey answers from dog owners about their pets' behaviors. And they learned breed only factored into a dog's behavior by about 9%. And there was no genetic basis for aggressive behaviors or a link to any specific breed. Researchers think most of the differences between dogs really come down to individual experiences, training, and their environment. Now, there were some traits that were more likely to be associated with certain breeds, just not the ones that have to do with their personalities. So it was more like the fact that beagles and bloodhounds are more likely to howl. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a message from our sponsor. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know I love my Rothy's shoes. They make the most comfortable, stylish, and durable shoes, along with other daily essentials. But especially this month, when we celebrated Earth Day, I want to emphasize the action that Rothy's takes to use sustainable practices and make a difference. Rothy's believes even the biggest challenges can be tackled one step at a time. So here are just a few examples. All of Rothy's products are made from recycled plastic. Rothy's knits products to shape, meaning the construction results in 30% less material waste than the traditional cut and sew methods. And by making every single shoe and bag fully machine washable, they last longer, which is great for our wallet and the whole world. Yep, you can feel good in your Rothy's shoes because, well, I've walked around a lot in mine and they're super comfortable. But also because by buying Rothy's, you helped keep ocean-bound plastic out of the water. When you're wearing Rothy's, your footprint feels lighter than ever. Get $20 off your first purchase today at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. A 12-year-old boy found a way to put his hobby to good use. Gabriel Clark has been woodworking since he was about 3 or 4, and he typically spends hours a day on his creations, and they look pretty professional. Lately, he's been selling them to raise money for a mountain bike. That is, until he found another cause to support. He made a bowl to raffle off, with all the proceeds going to the humanitarian organization Save the Children. Gabriel's original goal was to raise about $6,000, but he surpassed that number almost right away, and he ended up raising more than $325,000 to this cause. Then, even after the raffle winner was announced, donations kept pouring in. He's even gotten support from some famous people, like author J.K. Rowling and actor Jason Isaacs. Gabriel told BBC News he was blown away by the response, but his generosity came as no surprise to his mom. She told People magazine, quote, "The main thing about Gabriel, he's got a really, really big heart." Now, Save the Children says the money will go to help distribute supplies to kids in Ukraine. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. We're talking to an American volunteer on the ground in Ukraine, and an expert explains what a war crime even is. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.